Okay, rolling Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The question this Mishnah is dealing with is the word Peah is used in two contexts in the Torah. One context is Peot, as in like one's side locks, the corners of one's hair that he can't cut, a man can't cut. And the other is the part of one's field that one should leave for the poor people. The question is, does Peah in that second context also mean specifically the edge or end of one's field, or could one also leave Peah from the middle of his field? Now, of course, there's no problem with giving food to poor people. There's no problem with walking away from food and saying whoever wants it can take it. But remember, Peah has two special rules that apply to it. One is that Peah is exempt from tithing. That is, one need not take trumas or maestras, gifts to the Kohen and Levi, etc., if he's a poor person and he's taking Peah. And the second thing is that Peah is only permissible to poor people. If you aren't an ani, aren't halachically poor, then you may not help yourself to the peah. So the question here is, if one decides to leave some of his field unharvested in the middle of his field, does that have a legal status of peah, meaning that are only aniim allowed to take it if they want to, and is it exempt from trumas and maestras or not? So there are three shitas here. The first shita of the Tanakhama says, nosin peah metchilas hasada umemtza'a. You're allowed to give peah from the edge of your field at the beginning or in the middle, and of course the end. That is to say that the word peah doesn't mean edge or corner at all. Peah just means a segment of your field, and there's no reason why you can't leave it from the middle. Again, you leave a 60th in the middle, and that's perfectly fine. It's peah, meaning it's exempt from trumas and maestras, and only poor people can take it. However, the next two shitas disagree with that. The next two shitas say that no, Peah midoraisa has no shear, perhaps, never even a little bit, but you must leave something at the edge. And we'll see two shitas here. The machlokas of those two shitas depends on how one understands the status of what one leaves in the middle of his field. So you see, the first shita Rabbi Shimon said, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ubavad, you can leave in the middle of your field, provided that shiitan basof kashior. You still must leave the requisite amount at the end of the harvest, meaning peah requires leaving something at the end. The requisite amount. The two understandings of what he means, requisite amount. The Bartner's first pshat is that he can leave any amount as long as the total amount at the end plus the amount in the middle adds up the total requirement of the field. So if, for argument's sake, his field is 600 square meters, so 1/60th of that would be 10 square meters. So if he leaves 9 square meters in the middle of his field as peah, he'll have to leave at least 1 square meter at the end for a total of 10 square meters, 1/60th of the total field. If he does not leave that last square meter as peah, so he hasn't done the mitzvah of peah properly, he hasn't fulfilled it because he didn't leave the edge of his field. However, Rabbi Shimon holds, at least of those 9 left in the middle, those still have a din of peah, meaning only poor people can help themselves to that 9 in the middle, and they're exempt from trumas and maestras. The other pshat, the Rambam's pshat in the Rabbi Shimon's shita, is that Rabbi Shimon holds when he says you have to leave ublavad shiten basof kashi, or you leave at the end of the harvest the requisite amount, he means Rabbi Shimon requires you leave the full 60th of the field at the end. That is to say, again, you have to say you have 600 square meters of field, so you have to leave a total of 1/60th of that, a total of 10 square meters of the field as peah. So if you leave 9 in the middle, that's fine, but you have to leave another 10 at the end, according to Rabbi Shimon, the way that the Rambam understands him. Again, if you don't leave all 10 at the end, then you haven't done the mitzvah peah properly. If you left anything, you'll be yotzi midoraisa, but you wouldn't have fulfilled the durabun requirement of the 60th. But in both of these approaches, meaning the Bartanura's approach, first approach, and the Rambam's approach, which he brings second, everyone agrees that what you leave in the middle, according to Rabbi Shimon, is peah, meaning only poor people can eat and exempt from tithes. The third shita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im shir kelach echad somach lo mishum peah. If Rabbi Yehuda says, if you leave at least one stalk at the end as peah, that you're derai tzachiv, and that's fine, you can then piggyback on somach lo, you can piggyback on all the other middle part that you left as peah to be an extension of that peah, and the middle part will also have a din of peah. V'im lav, however, if you didn't leave one stalk at the end, meaning, for example, you had a 600 square meter field, you left 9 square meters of peah in the middle, and then you didn't leave anything at the end. So we saw previously, Rabbi Shimon says you didn't do your mitzvah peah, but at least what you left in the middle, those 9 square meters, are peah. Rabbi Huda says if you leave nothing at the end, then you haven't done peah at all. And the stuff you left in the middle, those 9 square meters, they don't have a din of peah at all. As the Mishnah says, v'im lav, if you didn't leave at least something at the edge of your field, eino nosin ela mishum hefker, what you left in the middle doesn't have a din of pay at all. It's just considered hefker, abandoned produce. Now, just to speak it out here, hefker, abandoned produce, is also exempt from trumas amaisros. However, anyone can help himself to hefker. So that is to say, according to Rav Yehuda, if you left 9 in the middle and nothing at the end, which left in the middle has not got a status of peah, you haven't filled any mitzvah, and it's just hefker, abandoned, ownerless, and therefore rich and poor alike can help themselves to that produce. Okay, the halacha is, like the middle shita, Rabbi Shimon, that what one leaves in the middle does have a din of peah. However, one needs to leave more at the end. Either the first pshat, according to the Bar Tanur, was any amount, as long as it adds up in total to a 60th. And according to the Rambam, which ostensibly would be the halacha l'maisa, ostensibly, would require a full 60th again at the end of the field.